Hello, welcome to Panda Spaces. I hope you enjoy the content in each episode. Remember that these were recorded live during a Twitter space. So at the beginning of each episode, there might be a few minutes of music. Feel free to fast forward or skip to the next chapter and enjoy. Thank you.
Welcome to America, where everything is made in China. Where a girl can have a penis and the boys can have vaginas. Where people purchase guns and go to school to open fire. And our government manipulates the truth, trying to divide us. Welcome to the democratic USA. You're homophobic and racist if you ain't black or gay. Where the stars and the stripes, they go up in flames. But every classroom in the country has a rainbow flag. It's the land of opportunity, where natural immunity don't matter when Big Pharma has a cure to sell to you and me. Welcome to the home of the woke. We're going broke. You'll get canceled for a joke by folks who voted for Joe. Where our freedom isn't free, it's being held for ransom. Where we'd all be locked away if people didn't have guns. Where our only information is their propaganda. Everybody, please rise for the national anthem.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna have to kill me and cut off my tongue.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
I'll be saying what I want at the top of my lungs.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna hear what I say till I'm 6 feet deep.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You can hang all you want, I got freedom of speech. And you ain't gonna
shut me up.
Welcome to America, used to be the home of the brave. I love my country, fuck the government, I won't be a slave. You voted today, so what? They just threw your vote away. Trump won, but they stole it, put a clone in his place. Jesus, why they keep pushing mental diseases? Please, can a real woman not have a penis? A fetus alive till you keep it from breathing. You just took a life like they taking our freedom. Think about the words that we all used to say. But the men today act more pussy than the ladies. You can't hurt my feelings, I was born in the 80s. Shout out to the women, only they can have babies. Dudes wear dresses, now I'm trying to call it normal. Why they use the women's restroom and not a urinal? It's so sad to hear about these young kids' eyes. Fuck a pedophile school shooter, hope they all
you
die.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna have to kill me and cut off my tongue.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
I'll be saying what I want at the top of my lungs.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna hear what I say till I'm 6 feet deep.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You can hate all you want, I got freedom of speech. And you ain't gonna
shut me up.
Even if we disagree, I'll die for your right to have your voice heard when you're speaking your mind. Even if you're saying things and I think you're lying, I will fight so you'll never be silenced. Even if you're yelling in my face, calling me a bunch of names, claiming that I'm full of hate, that's okay. I will stand by your side in support of you, cause I believe in free speech for the morons too.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna have to kill me and cut off my tongue.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
I'll be saying what I want at the top of my lungs.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You gonna hear what I say till I'm 6 feet deep.
You ain't gonna shut me up.
You can hate all you want, I got freedom of speech, and you ain't gonna
shut me up.
All right, so that song was called Freedom of Speech by Tom McDonald. I wanted to play that one because obviously we're talking about the art of thinking clearly and critical thinking, and I wanted to talk about it because there's a lot of discussion about freedom of speech in society today. And there is a little bit of a mixed message going around that freedom of speech means you can say whatever you want and get away with it, which isn't the case. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequence. We live in a world where people think, you know, I can say this shit, get away with it, and not have to worry about getting arrested or getting whatever. So, you know, there's people saying absolutely racist shit out there or whatever. And I think people need to also understand that yes, you can say what you want, but there are consequences. And I think a lot of the problem with this concept of freedom of speech comes from the fact that people think that it's something that's a right afforded to them because of something that was written in a constitution in America. And not everyone lives in America. We have a global platform, which is like the internet. And so not everybody has that quote right given to them by the American government. So, you know, people in North Korea can't say what they want. not the entire world is afforded that freedom. So, use your freedom of speech, I would say, in a manner that's befitting of your values, but be careful because that might also put you in hot water. Again, this is critical thinking. We have to think about this stuff on a grander spectrum in terms of what we're saying and how we're saying it, and if it aligns with what's going on. But the other thing is too, when someone else is saying something that is classified as, you know, freedom of speech, and they're saying what they want, whatever, we also have to look at it and break it down again from a critical speaking or critical thinking standpoint, where, you know, someone might misinterpret it and claim that they're this, that, or the other thing. So a great case in point is the tweets that got J.K. Rowling in hot water. There was a video out about those where, you know, people were claiming that they were transphobic or whatever. And if you actually break down the tweet itself, there's nothing transphobic about it. It's literally just her voicing her opinion. And we've become a society of cancel culture where we're canceling someone for the stuff that they say without actually breaking down what they're saying. So I think we have to also understand that even though there is freedom of speech, there's also having to take what they're saying with a grain of salt and apply context to it. Because, like, unless it's essentially breaking the rules, or, like, you know, it's illegal what they're saying, or it's like overtly racist, is this really that bad of something that someone said, or is it just getting blown out of proportion by a specific group of people who want to vilify the person? I'm going on a rant, but that's the reason why I wanted to start with the freedom of speech concept and with this critical thinking topic. But yeah, so we're here for The Art of Thinking Clearly. It's supposed to be pages 150 to 200, but I had proposed this idea to Lane that last week we didn't really cover all the ones that were in the allotment of chapters, allotment of reading. So I asked him if we could just kind of go back, I think we stopped at like 45 or 46. So do that and only go to like 65 instead, because it's we're trying to fit 50 pages in, and in those 50 pages winds up being too many to cover. And what winds up happening is we're not actually covering all of them. So we end up skipping over a bunch. And I'd rather try and talk about as many as we can and not skip over them. And then this way we're actually trying to cover all of the ones through the book, as opposed to we're doing these pages, but we're not covering like a third or a half of what we are discussing. So that's, I think, the route we're going to go today. Welcome to Bamboo Book Time. Hopefully my intro wasn't too long-winded. Lane, over to you.
I like your intros, my friend. And I think if more intelligent, witty, smart, mature people were here on this app, we'd have a lot more people joining in and listening to your hot takes. It's always a good time, my bro. I really like this this book. Sparky has really gone above and beyond with gobbling up this information here. He opened up a space the other day. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to pop in there and speak. I was running around and just having a good time listening to you think about this book. And really, this book, even with a master plan, and it's like, we're going to go in and talk about omission bias, for example. It's like, Oh man, I get hung up on, like, we read till pages, you know, 200, and I'm still hung up on something on page 130. Not hung up, but it's like I've been thinking about it a lot. And so even though I'm 60 pages, 70 pages past it now, that's like what I want to talk about, was like just one little paragraph that I feel is like changing my mind type stuff. This is a great book with, honestly, by the time you're done reading one chapter, you kind of forget about the great stuff just one chapter before that. There's so much, and maybe because a lot of it is new to me, I've heard about a lot of these fallacies, but actually picking them apart, hearing examples, and the examples he gives are very, very good. For example, I just forgot the name of the word. Anyways, when he's dealing with any kind of definition of any of these fallacies, he really dives into some interesting examples that have helped me see the fallacy in a new light, even if I have heard of it before. So that's what's also giving me excitement to read more logical thinking books after this one. I'd like to hear another personality, because you can talk about this same content from a different personality, from a different take, with new examples, with new case studies, with real world application, for days and days and days. So just to kind of add to your point, Sparky, I really think you bring up a good point. You kind of have to chew this even one chapter at a time. Like we said, yeah, from the beginning, we should probably take it one at a time. Otherwise, it's so damn hard to not leak into another one, and then it takes you on tangent A, which takes you on tangent Y.
So, well,
just to hear whoever's reading this book, what excites them. But man, yeah, good game plan. I think that's I like that.
The benefit winds up being too, though, like, especially if you're going one by one, is that eventually you'll get to a point where they start to bleed into each other. And so you can backtrack and say, this one actually caught, like, it's a portion of this, or it's a portion of that. It ties in pieces of this, because they're like, even though they have their own individual titles or own individual, like, fallacy names, they are like mixtures of each of them. And it's like, this one has pieces of this, and this one has pieces of that. So you start to correlate kind of the tie-ins around them. And it's very interesting, because you can, like, very easily do that and match things up once you start getting later in the book. And it makes it easier to talk about them kind of more in depth as well. But it's a very tough thing, especially, like, if you're trying to do, like we've said, 50 pages at a time. It doesn't matter if you're actually achieving the 50 pages. We're still not able to actually get through all of the stuff that's discussed. And it's not because the pages are so in depth or few. It's because the subject that you're looking at is so in depth, and you can't really digest everything that's being said. Like, there's one that in the number block that I had suggested between, like, 46 and 65. There's one in there, the William whatever protocol or whatever the hell it's called. I literally just looked at it, like, right before we started the space to refresh my mind, and now I can't think of it. The Will Rogers phenomenon. I don't understand it whatsoever. I read it, and none of it is sinking to me. Like, I don't know what it is about me reading it. Maybe it's because when I first read it, like, there was making dinner and everything, and then I read it again, and it's like, I don't understand this. But then there's another one later on that ties in with the Will Rogers phenomenon, and I understand that one. And I'm like, okay, but how does this tie in with the Will Rogers? Because, like, again, I don't understand the Will Rogers one.
Hey, Panda fam. Just a reminder, if you like our content, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Pandamania_NFT, and you can join our live episodes. Thank you.